Hello, my name is Max, and I come from Germany. Ever since I was a kid, I had always dreamed of going to a country where I could fully immerse myself in the English language. I studied English in school for years, but I always felt like I was missing something, beyond textbooks and grammar exercises. So I decided that I needed to travel to a place where I could live and breathe English every single day. After a lot of research, I decided that Australia was the perfect destination. Australia had always fascinated me, from its stunning landscapes like the Great Barrier Reef and Uluru, to the vibrant city life in Sydney. Everything about it seemed so different and exciting. But beyond the beautiful scenery, I wanted to be surrounded by native English speakers so I could finally master the language. I imagined myself walking down the streets of a city where everyone spoke English, learning local expressions, and picking up the Australian accent. After saving for months and getting everything ready, I finally packed my bags and boarded the plane to Sydney. My heart raced with excitement as the plane touched down. As soon as I stepped out of the airport, I could feel the energy of the city. The air was warm, and the smell of the ocean made everything feel fresh and new. I couldn't believe it. I was finally in Australia, ready to start my English learning adventure. The first thing I noticed was the cheerful greeting of the people. As I was looking for the bus stop, I asked a local for directions, and he answered with a big smile. "G'day, mate, how's it going?" I was a little surprised by the casual greeting, but I quickly realized that Australians were friendly and down to earth. Even though I had learned English in school, hearing it spoken in real-life conversations with an Australian accent was a whole new experience. I took the bus to my hotel, and as I passed through the streets, I was struck by the beauty of the city. Sydney was bustling with activity, people walking around, chatting with each other, and riding their bikes. There were cafes on every corner, street performers playing music, and the sound of laughter and chatter filled the air. It was lively, yet somehow calming at the same time. I felt so excited to be here, and I couldn't wait to start my English lessons. The next day, I woke up early and headed to my first class at the Australian Language School. I was a bit nervous because this was my first time studying in a foreign country, but I knew this was the perfect opportunity to improve my English. When I entered the classroom, I was welcomed by my teacher, Sarah, and my classmates. There were people from all over the world, Japan, Brazil, Mexico, and China. It felt amazing to be in a place where everyone was eager to learn and practice English. Sarah introduced herself with a smile and said, "Welcome to class, everyone. We're going to have a lot of fun learning English, and remember, don't be afraid to make mistakes. That's how we learn." That made me feel so much better. She started the class by teaching us some common Australian phrases that I had only ever heard in movies. For example, "How's it going?" which means, "How are you?" and "No worries," which is a casual way of saying, "It's all right." I had a little trouble pronouncing the phrases at first because of the Australian accent. "How's it going?" sounded like "How's it going?" and "No worries" sounded like "No worries." But Sarah was so patient and gave me lots of practice, helping me get used to the way Australians speak. By the end of the lesson, I could say the phrases a little better, and I felt a small sense of accomplishment. In the afternoon, we took a break and went to a nearby cafe for lunch. I was excited to try Australian food, so I ordered a flat white, which is a type of coffee, and a meat pie, which is a pastry filled with meat and gravy. As I sat with my classmates, I noticed that everyone was speaking English so naturally, mixing in some slang and joking around. Even though I didn't understand every word, I could feel the warmth and friendliness in their conversations. One of my classmates, Lucas from Brazil, asked me, "Max, have you tried Barbie yet?" I was confused at first. "Barbie?" I asked. He laughed and explained, Barbie is short for barbecue here in Australia. It's a popular way to cook meat outside, and it's something you should definitely try. I smiled, feeling like I was starting to get a glimpse into the Aussie way of life. The next few days in Sydney were filled with new experiences. I took a trip to Bondi Beach, where I watched surfers riding the waves. The sight was so incredible, with the surfers gliding across the blue water, the sun shining down, and the sound of the waves crashing against the shore. I decided to take a surfing lesson myself, and even though it was much harder than I thought, it was such a thrilling experience. I kept trying to catch the waves, laughing every time I fell off the board. As I explored more of Sydney, I visited Darling Harbour and took a walk around the famous Sydney Opera House. The city was filled with so much energy and culture. It was everything I had imagined and more. Every day I felt my English improving. I started to speak with people more confidently, and my vocabulary was growing. One evening, as I was walking back to my hotel after a day of sightseeing, I met an elderly woman sitting on a bench. She looked at me and smiled. "Hello there, love. You look lost," she said in a kind voice. I told her I was just looking for directions to the nearest bus stop, and she immediately offered to walk me there. As we walked, she told me about her life in Sydney, the places she had lived, and how much she loved the city. I was amazed at how comfortable she was speaking to me, and I felt grateful for her kindness. "No worries, love," she said as I thanked her for her help. "That's just how we Aussies are. We help each other out." I smiled, thinking about how friendly and welcoming everyone had been since I arrived. I knew I had made the right decision coming here. The next few weeks in Sydney were like a whirlwind of excitement, discovery, and challenges. I could feel my life slowly changing. Every day, I was waking up to new adventures, and everything seemed so different from home. The English language became my new world. It was everywhere I went, on the streets, in the cafes, and even in the simple conversations with strangers. I was no longer just learning from textbooks or watching movies with subtitles. I was living it. I remember waking up early on a Saturday morning, the sun shining brightly through my window, filling the room with warmth. I had no particular plans for the day, but I was eager to explore more of this beautiful city. As I made my way to the kitchen to grab some breakfast, I couldn't help but feel the excitement in the air. I had already made it a habit to learn a few new words or phrases every day, and I was looking forward to using them out in the world. I made myself a quick breakfast of toast with Vegemite, a spread made from yeast extract that's very popular in Australia. The taste was strange at first, very salty, but after a few bites, I began to like it. I had learned that Aussies often eat it with butter, so I followed the advice and added a thin layer of butter before spreading the Vegemite. After breakfast, I decided to head out for a walk along the famous Circular Quay. As I strolled past the Sydney Opera House and the Harbour Bridge, I marveled at how different everything felt. The streets were busy with tourists and locals, some sitting at cafes with their coffee, others rushing to work. I was surrounded by English all the time, whether it was people chatting or signs with directions. At that moment, it felt like I had stepped into the world I had always wanted to be part of. The air was fresh, and there was a slight breeze that made the city feel even more alive. As I walked along the water, I overheard a conversation between two local men talking about the weather. One of them said, "Mate, it's a real cracker of a day today." I paused for a moment, confused, and then I remembered that crack is an Australian slang word meaning something really great. So cracker of a day simply meant it was a wonderful day. This small exchange made me feel even more excited about the journey ahead. I was learning not just the language, but the culture and the way people spoke in their daily lives. That afternoon, I decided to visit the Royal Botanic Garden, a lush green space right next to the harbor. I had heard so much about it and was eager to see it for myself. The garden was filled with trees, flowers, and peaceful walking paths. As I wandered through the garden, I bumped into a group of students from a local school on a field trip. They were speaking English in a way that sounded so natural, with all the slang and expressions that I'd learned in class. I sat down on a bench to watch them for a while, feeling a bit shy, but also eager to practice my English. Eventually, one of the students, a girl named Ella, sat next to me. She was around my age, and she smiled warmly when she noticed me. "Hey, you're not from around here, are you?" she asked in a friendly tone. "No, I'm from Germany," I replied, trying to sound confident. "I'm here to learn English." "That's awesome, Ella Dijo. You're in the right place. Sydney's full of people from all over the world, and you'll pick up English in no time." We started talking about our favorite hobbies, and she told me about her love for surfing. She invited me to join her and her friends the next weekend to learn how to surf at Bondi Beach. I was both excited and nervous. I had never tried surfing before, but the idea of learning from local Aussies sounded like an amazing opportunity. The week flew by, filled with more English lessons at the language school. Sarah, my teacher, had a way of making even the most difficult lessons fun. We did role plays, practiced asking for directions, and had conversations about daily life. One day, she asked us all to go out in pairs and ask local people about their favorite places in Sydney. It was a fun challenge, and I was surprised at how much I could understand, and how many new words I learned in just 1 hour. As the weekend arrived, I was both excited and nervous about my first surfing lesson. I woke up early and met Ella and her friends at Bondi Beach. The sun was just starting to rise, and the beach was peaceful with only a few early risers jogging along the shore. Ella handed me a surfboard, and her friend Tom gave me some basic instructions. "Don't worry if you fall off a lot," Tom said with a smile. "That's part of the fun. Just keep trying and you'll get it." I nodded, feeling a mix of nerves and excitement. I waded into the water, and soon I was paddling out on the board, trying to catch the waves. At first, it was incredibly hard. I fell off the board so many times, but every time I did, I laughed. The salt water splashed into my face, and I couldn't stop smiling. After a while, I started to get the hang of it. I stood up on the board for just a few seconds before losing my balance and falling again. But those few seconds felt like the greatest achievement of my life. As I made my way back to the shore, I was full of energy and my friends cheered for me. "That was awesome, Ella Grito. You did great for your first try." I smiled, feeling proud of myself. It was such a memorable experience, and I could feel my confidence growing, not just in surfing, but in speaking English too. The more I spoke with people, the more comfortable I became. After surfing, we all headed to a cafe near the beach. Over lunch, we chatted about our dreams, our lives back home, and the differences between our countries. I shared my goal of improving my English, and they all encouraged me to keep going. It was moments like these that made me realize how much I was learning and growing, not just as an English speaker, but as a person. That evening, as I sat on the beach, watching the sunset with my new friends, I felt so grateful for this incredible journey. I thought about how far I had come in such a short time. A few weeks ago, I had never imagined I would be surfing in Australia, speaking English with new friends, and feeling like part of something bigger than myself. The experience wasn't just about learning a new language. It was about immersing myself in a culture, making new connections, and growing in ways I never thought possible. Every day felt like a new chapter, and I was eager to see what would happen next. The next few weeks in Sydney continued to surprise me in the best ways possible. Every day felt like a new adventure, full of new people, new places, and most importantly, new lessons in English. I had already been in Australia for over a month, but it still felt like I was just beginning to understand the full beauty of this place, both in terms of language and culture. One morning, I woke up early with the sun peeking through my window, bringing a soft warmth to the room. It was the beginning of a new week, and I felt a rush of excitement for what was ahead. I had made it a routine to get up before sunrise because the city had a different kind of energy in the early hours. People in Sydney seemed to live with purpose, moving quickly, but there was always a sense of calm in the air. I was starting to love that quiet, peaceful time in the morning when the world seemed to be waking up around me. For breakfast, I prepared something simple: avocado toast. This was a typical Aussie breakfast, and I'd quickly grown fond of it. The rich, creamy texture of avocado spread on warm, toasted bread with a sprinkle of sea salt and a dash of lemon juice felt like the perfect way to start my day. I felt good about my choice, and it gave me the energy I needed for whatever came next. After breakfast, I decided to head out to Darling Harbour, a place I had heard so much about. It was a beautiful part of Sydney, known for its large shopping malls, fancy restaurants, and attractions like the Sea Life Sydney Aquarium. I knew that the more I explored, the more opportunities I would have to speak and practice English with others. As I walked along the water towards Darling Harbour, I couldn't help but notice how different the city felt each day. The streets were always bustling with people from all over the world, speaking in so many different accents. But despite all the differences, everyone seemed to understand each other. English was the bridge connecting us all. At Darling Harbour, I entered a cozy cafe by the water and ordered a flat white, an Australian-style coffee that was similar to a latte but with less foam. As I waited for my coffee, I practiced some of the new phrases I had learned in class. I had been working hard to understand the Aussie slang, and I had a list of expressions I wanted to try out. I practiced them in my head, waiting for the right moment to use them. The barista, a young man with a friendly smile, handed me my coffee and said, "Cheers, mate." "Cheers," I replied, smiling back. My heart raced a little with excitement. It was such a small moment, but it felt like a victory. I had just used one of the slang words I'd been learning. It wasn't perfect, but it felt so good to finally be part of the conversation. After finishing my coffee, I walked around the harbor, taking in the sights and sounds of the city. I passed by people chatting, tourists taking photos, and families enjoying the day. There was a group of young people near the water speaking in English, and I decided to join them. They were talking about their favorite movies and TV shows, and I couldn't resist joining the conversation. I introduced myself. "Hi, my name is Max. I'm from Germany, and I'm learning English here in Sydney." They were curious about my story and asked me what I thought of the city. As we talked, I realized how much my English had improved. I was no longer afraid of making mistakes. Instead, I focused on expressing myself and connecting with others. We spent the next hour talking about our favorite movies, music, and the things we loved about Sydney. The conversation flowed easily, and I felt like I was finally becoming part of this vibrant city. Later that day, I took a ferry ride to Manly Beach. The ferry ride itself was amazing. The views of Sydney Harbour from the water were breathtaking. The Opera House and Harbour Bridge looked even more beautiful from the ferry, and I couldn't stop staring at the stunning skyline of the city. When I arrived at Manly, I was ready for another adventure. I'd heard that Manly was one of the best places to experience the Australian beach lifestyle. I walked along the beach, feeling the soft sand under my feet and the warm sun on my face. People were swimming in the ocean, playing beach volleyball, and enjoying the day. I sat down on the sand, pulled out my notebook, and began to write about my experiences so far in Sydney. As I was writing, a man walked by with his dog, and we struck up a conversation. His name was Liam, and he was an Aussie who lived near the beach. We started talking about life in Australia, the things we loved about the country, and of course, the English language. Liam was so patient with me and took the time to explain some of the slang and expressions I didn't understand. For example, he told me that the word arvo was an Aussie slang for afternoon. He also explained that g'day was a casual greeting, much like saying hello. These small lessons in slang were important to me because they helped me feel even more connected to the people and culture around me. After our chat, Liam invited me to a barbecue with his friends later that week. It was an offer I couldn't refuse. Barbecues are a huge part of Australian culture, and I was eager to experience one firsthand. I thanked him and promised to see him soon. The rest of the day was spent exploring more of Manly, taking in the beautiful scenery, and practicing my English with the locals. Every time I spoke with someone, I felt a little more confident, and my vocabulary expanded. I realized that the more I used English in real-life situations, the better I became at understanding and speaking it. That evening, I headed back to my apartment, feeling a deep sense of fulfillment. I had spent the day not only exploring the beauty of Sydney, but also growing in my ability to speak and understand English. It wasn't just about the lessons in the classroom anymore. It was about living the language every day. When I got back to my apartment, I couldn't help but reflect on the incredible experiences I was having. Sydney had already become more than just a place to learn English. It had become my home, a place where I was learning, growing, and making memories that would last a lifetime. Every day was a new opportunity to improve, and I was loving every minute of it. By now, I had spent several months in Sydney, and every single day felt like a new chapter in a story I never wanted to end. My English was improving, my confidence was soaring, and I had learned so much about myself and the world around me. But the best part? I still had so many more experiences waiting for me. One morning, I woke up with the sun shining brightly through the window. I had gotten into the habit of waking up early. The city was still quiet at that time, and it gave me a sense of calm and excitement. It felt like a secret space where I could think, plan, and reflect before the busy day started. Today was special because I had an invitation to meet some of Liam's friends for a barbecue at his house. The thought of enjoying some grilled meats, chatting with new people, and practicing my English was enough to make me smile with excitement. I prepared a simple breakfast, a bowl of yogurt with fruit. It was light but filling, perfect for a busy day ahead. The day was warm, and I could hear the distant sound of seagulls outside. Sydney's atmosphere always made me feel alive. I wore something comfortable for the barbecue, a casual t-shirt and jeans. It wasn't a fancy event, but I wanted to look nice and presentable. As I stepped out of my apartment, I could feel the warmth of the Australian sun on my face, and I was reminded of how lucky I was to be here, learning English and experiencing so much. When I arrived at Liam's place, his house was surrounded by trees and flowers. It was a cozy little home with a big backyard perfect for gatherings. Liam greeted me with a big smile and a friendly, "G'day, mate." I smiled back, excited to be part of this moment. It was moments like these that made me feel so much closer to the culture here. The warmth of the people, the easygoing lifestyle, and the friendly atmosphere made me feel like I was truly at home. There were already a few people there, all of them chatting and laughing. I felt a little nervous at first, as I didn't know them well. But I reminded myself that this was a great opportunity to practice my English. As I joined the group, everyone was so welcoming, and soon I found myself talking with them like I had known them for years. Liam introduced me to Sophie, a girl from Melbourne, and Jake, a guy from Perth. They were both really friendly and interested in learning about my life in Germany. Sophie asked me, So, Max, what's it like in Germany? I've heard it's beautiful. I smiled and replied, Germany is amazing. The cities are full of history, and the countryside is so peaceful. But here in Australia, everything feels so open and relaxed. The people are so friendly, and the weather is incredible. As we continued talking, I noticed that every time I spoke, I felt more confident in my English. I wasn't worried about making mistakes anymore. I was so focused on enjoying the conversation and learning new words and phrases that I didn't even care if I got something wrong. People were patient, and they helped me understand the words I didn't know. Sophie asked, Max, do you know any Aussie slang? You've been here a while now, right? I grinned. I've learned a few words. Like, I know that arvo means afternoon and bogan is a funny way to talk about someone who is a bit rough around the edges. Liam laughed. You're getting the hang of it, mate, but let me teach you a few more. He taught me some new expressions, like cheers, which means thank you, fair dinkum, which means genuine or real, and she'll be right, which means everything will be okay. It was so much fun to learn these new phrases because they made me feel even more connected to the people around me. Every time I used one of these phrases, I could see their faces light up with a smile. The barbecue was amazing. There were sausages sizzling on the grill, and the smell of grilled onions and steak filled the air. Everyone was chatting, laughing, and enjoying the food. The atmosphere was relaxed. And I could see why barbecues were such an important part of Australian life. It wasn't just about the food. It was about bringing people together, sharing stories, and having fun. As the afternoon turned into evening, the group decided to head to the beach. We all hopped into cars and drove to Bondi Beach, one of the most famous beaches in Sydney. The drive was beautiful, with the sun slowly setting behind us. When we arrived at the beach, the view was breathtaking. The soft golden light of the evening sun made the ocean shimmer, and the sound of the waves crashing against the shore was soothing. We walked along the beach, chatting about life, travel, and all the places we wanted to visit. I learned so much from my new friends. Liam told me about his trip to New Zealand, and Sophie shared her dream of traveling to Europe. Jake, on the other hand, had just returned from a long road trip across Australia, and he had plenty of interesting stories to tell. As we walked, I couldn't help but feel grateful. I had come so far in my English journey, and moments like these made everything worth it. I had started out unsure of myself, but now I was able to have real conversations with people from all over the world. English was no longer just a subject I studied in a classroom. It was the language that connected me with others, allowed me to make friends, and helped me explore the world around me. The night ended with a bonfire by the beach. We sat in a circle, roasting marshmallows and telling stories. The fire crackled, and the warmth of the flames added to the cozy feeling of the evening. As I looked around at my new friends, I realized just how much I had learned, not just about the English language, but about life, culture, and the beauty of human connection. Before heading back to my apartment that night, I took a moment to reflect on everything I had experienced in Sydney. The journey wasn't always easy. There had been challenges, moments of doubt, and times when I felt frustrated with my progress. But those moments were part of the journey, and they made me stronger. Now I was speaking English more fluently, understanding Australian culture better, and creating memories that would last a lifetime. The next morning, I woke up early, ready for another day in this beautiful city. I had no idea what new adventures awaited me, but I was excited. I knew that learning English was just the beginning. The world was full of opportunities, and I was ready to embrace every single one of them. This is the final part of Max's unforgettable journey in Sydney. He has learned more than just English. He has learned about life, friendship, and the beauty of embracing new experiences. Max's story is a reminder that learning a language is not just about grammar and vocabulary. It's about connecting with people, exploring new cultures, and growing as an individual. If you've enjoyed this story, remember that your own journey to mastering English can be just as exciting and rewarding as Max's. Keep going and embrace every moment of your learning adventure.